This is episode 2066 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to the sixth day of our series we've been exploring this week that has to do with meeting your chakras to tap into your inner wisdom. Seven chakras, one for each day of the week in this series. You have explored your first five chakras that led you to your inner truth with your fifth chakra, where we left off yesterday. In today's episode, you will discover a visualization you can do as you meditate today for your sixth chakra. Your sixth chakra is located right at the top of your spine, right in the back of your neck where there's a dip. It's called your medulla oblongata. And this is representative of your ego. In fact, in yoga and meditation, it is considered to be the seat of your ego. It has to do with your attachments. So it's not as though the things that you want or you desire or the things you have are necessarily making you this bad person. But attachment to where you identify material possessions, or maybe your status, or the kind of car you drive, or house you live in, the kind of job you have, the kind of relationship you have with others, when you begin to identify with those as who you are, then you become attached. And it feeds your ego, which takes away from your true essence, those qualities that connect you with others. So this is what your sixth chakra is all about. And there are actually two locations, two poles of your sixth chakra, right at the top of your spine, as I shared with you. And also, if you could visualize a light penetrating through your head, shining out at the point between your eyebrows or your spiritual eye. This is the point I always encourage you to lift your gaze to. It also happens to be where the prefrontal lobes of your brain are located. This is the most sophisticated part of your brain, and it's the part of your brain that meditation impacts. It is often associated with attunement to your divine nature, or God, or the universe, or the planet. This is the positive pole of your sixth chakra. And the negative pole, as you recall, if you've been following along with us in this series, there is a negative pole and a positive pole associated with each chakra. These qualities that represent who you are, your memories, and all your life experiences. On the negative pole of your sixth chakra, right at your medulla oblongata there, the top of your spine, it's associated with your ego qualities and attachments, as I shared with you. So these are your self-seeking qualities, and the positive pole at the point between your eyebrows are the qualities that unite you with the world. And when you think about what's going on in the world today, people are wanting to unite and feel connected. People want their voices heard. There's a pandemic going on. People have lost their jobs. Children and college-age students are wondering what this upcoming year is going to look like when they go back to school, if it even works to where they can stay in school. There are protests and riots going on where people are standing up for each other. And we also see people tearing each other down. It's all out there. It's all there. So how do you listen to the wisdom of the day when it seems as though there's chaos, there's low trust? We don't really know what the truth is anymore. But the truth is there. It is eternal. And when you ground yourself with your first chakra and you come back to your values and what you represent, and if each nation and the world does this, what are the values? What made certain countries great? What do we stand for? That's the truth. When we tap into those qualities of the first chakra, and then we move up to the second chakra and consider opportunities around us and not being inflexible, allowing change to happen, but allowing it in a way that it doesn't rush and get away from us. So when we consider what's really important to us, moving up to your third chakra, your inner fire, your passion, what lights you up without becoming an inferno of rage that destroys. Take this passion and move it up to your love, your gratitude, and your compassion of your fourth chakra. Avoiding the hate, the anger, the resentment, the rage, the negative pull of your fourth chakra. Channeling it into an interconnectedness, sharing your love, your gratitude, and your compassion with the world. Even and mostly sharing the compassion. And to find your voice to do that, moving up to your fifth chakra at your throat, it represents your inner truth, your wisdom, your calmness. You have to be calm in order to experience peace and truth. And finally, moving up to your sixth chakra, letting go of your attachments to what you feel entitled to, those self-serving attachments that can be hard to let go of if you have identified with these attachments, whether they're positive or negative. Letting go of these attachments to create unity. The unity is right at the positive pull of your sixth chakra, your spiritual eye, your inner wisdom. What's good for the world at large? Not one group or another group, but what's good for all of us? Unity. So as you settle yourself down today, bring your awareness to the point between your eyebrows and focus on what self-serving attachments you might have. This can be humbling. And see if you can funnel those attachments to a higher purpose, to make the world a better place. As you settle yourself down to meditate, keep in mind those people who need support right now. Whether you're against them or for them, the people who are hurting, include them in this unity. We're all in this together. You are so worth slowing down for.